Lazo Deci is one of the most respected trumpet players to have ever come out of former Czechoslovakia. A jazz man who got his start in 1960s Prague playing bebop and so-called hard bop. At 69, Deci, who lives in the U.S., still routinely tours the Czech Republic and his homeland, Slovakia. I caught up with Lazo in Prague recently to discuss his career and music. He told me that it all started something like this.
Oh, you know, my father was an engineer, and he just buy some of the trumpet, I don't know where, some cheap trumpet that give it to me. And I just play maybe a couple of weeks, and I try to play trombone also a couple of weeks, then I come back to trumpet. And my father doesn't like it too much, musician. He say, okay, you like hobby, because he was engineer, you know, he thinks, so I'm engineer, easy life, different life. Yeah, that was like, that I started like this.
Lazo Deci studied but did not complete the conservatory in Bratislava, and after his mandatory service in the Czechoslovak army, not the most pleasant of times, Deci returned to his career in music.
After army, I never come back to Bratislava. I just right away come to Prague and started play SH Quintet. So there was a theater band, this time very famous. We play mostly like cool jazz, was a little bit something like vibraphone, flute, something like that. I never like it too much, cool jazz, you know, I mostly like it East Coast. Then we play this music. And the Prague this time, everybody play West Coast, soft, little bit California, you know, soft music. Like, for me, sounds like elevator music a little bit. I like it mostly hard bop, bop, and later Latino music too.
The SHQ, or the SH Quintet, led by Karel Velebný, was one of the most famous groups of its time. In the 60s, jazz also enjoyed the benefits of the political and cultural thaw in Czechoslovakia, the period that would later be dubbed the Prague Spring. It helped, says Deci today, that the communists paid little attention to jazz.
They don't know what is a jazz, you know. They don't know exactly. They don't bother too much jazz. They bother like rock band, because rock band got lyrics, you know. They make a protest, singing lyrics. Also was jazz festival here, everything, so they don't bother too much. Just we got trouble when we want to go play with Germany or some free country, we got trouble to go out. Sometimes we wait for paper a long time.
The 1960s saw the opening of some of Prague's most famous clubs, including Reduta, which exists to this day on the city's national street. That is where Deci performed one very fateful night, August 21st, 1968.
Oh, this time I remember exactly. It was a National Street, Národní třída. It was a jazz club that's called Reduta, still the club over there. And the upstairs was another was like bar. Was not music, some music still, not jazz, but bar. We was finished in the Reduta, we stopped finished playing, and we moved to upstairs. And that was like 2 o'clock something nighttime, or 1:30, I don't know exactly. They come in the very famous Czech actor, comedian Landowski. Landowski is my very good friend. He's coming over there and say, listen guys, this fucking Russian is here. And Tang is outside. We think that's a joke. We start laughing off, oh, fun, nice. Let's go look it. And we go outside the room and we see the tank in the street, National Theater, everywhere was tank, Russian tank.
The Soviet-led invasion brought to an end the experiment of communism with a human face backed by communist reformer Alexander Dubček. Deci still scoffs when reminded of communist rule today. Despite the reforms of the Prague Spring, communism for him came down to one thing.
Communists always make it bullshit, you know. You try and make it softest, but now we've got to be nice, got to be beautiful. Dubček, that was all assholes, you know. Communism with a human face. It's not a trick, human face. You know, it's all bullshit. I never trust communists, never.
Deci, with his wife and child, chose not to escape Czechoslovakia then, but remained in the country of his birth to continue as a musician. In 1967, he had founded the band Cellula, which earned critical acclaim, and he recorded a number of albums in the 70s, all the while working for Czechoslovak Radio's Jazz Orchestra, where he and many other well-known musicians made a living.
This time I work in radio. I was radio the big band, that's called Jazz and Dance Orchestra Radio. And I worked in radio for almost 15 years. That was an extremely good musician, my best friend, extremely good musician. We got to study money every month. It was very low money. We got a lot of jobs, we make a TV, something, background for the pop singer and everything. And also I got in my band, Cellula, we started the band.
Almost 20 years later, on another continent, Dechi would start up Cellula New York. It was the 80s, and Dechi had finally left communist Czechoslovakia behind. Starting all over again wasn't easy, even for a jazzman of Dechi's caliber. In the beginning, the musician who had settled with his family in New York took different gigs to make ends meet, sometimes helped by friends already in the city.
I got a banjo gig. I started like write music for film, too. There was the banjo studios in 13th Street in Manhattan, and some guy, some cameraman, my friends, they give me the job. And then I write a couple of music for short film. Sometimes no money because no contract. Sometimes pay money. And I play some club. I play bar like Zanzibar and Third Avenue. This time was really bar, really shitty bar. I play by piano player, black piano player, old guy. He doesn't know any tune, just a fake it always, you know. Somebody come, you know Laura? Yeah, you know. I play songs. He fake it, changes all the fake it. And the son of a bitch, we got the glass in the piano. The people give them money. After gig, he take it all money always.
Gradually, the musician got more established and additional projects followed, plus more concerts and more clubs.
This time was pretty good because we play almost every night. The money was very low. Well, you know, who cares? I was pretty lucky because I played the big band Sonny Constanzo. Then we building Cellula, my band. They changed the name and Cellula New York because most of the musicians both was New York City. Then I got really good musician. Then my son don't have a time play with me because he got to the club. That was every day, 12 hours work like slave. Then I got another drummer, it was Andrea Valentini. This guy played today with Blood, Sweat and Tears. It was a good drummer, it was original from Italy. And Brian Schulett played me, Art Kuh, very good piano player. He moved from San Francisco. A lot of good musician. Then I played with Elvin Jones, 5 days. We went to a small tour and clubs. We played in Village Vanguard. Then I was lucky, I was in Club 88, and they play Junior Cook. Then we played together, jam session, then we started play together. We played together almost 1 year. That was the most best saxophone player when I meet my life. The first thing is there's a lot of good musicians over there. You listen to a lot of musicians, you play by good musicians. This is like capital of jazz, this city, definitely. Because I was in Washington, I was in Seattle, I was in California, so it's okay, not like New York.
Dechi still enjoys playing, writing dozens of compositions and performing live often, either with Cellula, in which his son Vaitso is the drummer, or with other musicians. Lazo admits younger crowds these days aren't all that sure what to think of jazz, one reason why he likes to mix it up.
You know, there's this problem from the young people because a lot of music, especially in Europe, like jazz, they play pretty dead, you know, like cool. We call it too much philosophy, you know, too much philosophy, cool, no balls, you know, no power. And we play music, we make it like mix, like Latino, Viva Blind, Latino, something like mix. And people don't care who is composer, nothing, the young people. Just they're looking for the rhythm, dance, nice, you know. That's the point, because some young people come into me, I don't know what kind of style you play, what is the kind of music, I like it.
At other times, his band will perform songs he wrote more than two decades ago. He doesn't really like to do it, preferring to play newer material.
Some song I hated because he played so many times, like Ostermelitis. I write this, I don't know how many years. Yeah, recording first time at the Jan Hammer studio in New York upstate. That was like 20 years ago or something. And we still play this song because people like it, you know. I don't like it because it's to puke always, same shit, you know, so many years. we got a bunch of new songs, and every tour when we go, we got 3, 4, 5 new songs.
And Lazo says he's happy to come back to Prague, even if only for short periods.
It was coming, it was collapsed. I was so happy. Then a couple of months later, the first time we visited Czechoslovakia because we cannot go. Yeah, of course, it was beautiful, you know.
Now, the artist has branched out even more. recently publishing a book of paintings in the Czech Republic titled Pravdy, Truths, which features dozens of works by the musician showing new vision and humor.
I last time make a TV show, the guys give me same question. Why are you painting? I say, because I like it money. I am a really cheap guy, greedy, you know. I don't have any talent, nothing, just if you wanted money, they're painting for money.
I don't believe you.
Big time miser.